Brenda, we don't have time for this, all right? I cannot argue with you right now. The gates are about to open. Our guests are about to arrive. Brenda, you cannot work the churro stand, and you know why. That's right. You keep referring to disabled people as special needs, and we don't use that language here. We don't use that language at all, Brenda. Now, Brenda, do not raise your voice with me. Brenda, I'm telling you right now, if you do not get into your bear suit and get yourself to the top of Medical Mama Bear Mountain, where you work, I am going to have every barista in this place switch you to decaf. I don't want to do that. You don't want me to do that. The monorail is arriving, okay? Go. Get up there. Hello, guests. The gates of Disabled Land are open. Welcome. Welcome all. I am your humble host, Wes of Disabled Land. And this is the very, very first episode of Disabled Land on the Bitching and Bollocing Podcast Network. I am going solo. I jumped into this way over my short little 4'10" head. Not entirely sure what I'm doing, but I'm going to do the best damn podcast I can do. So you may have listened to me on the my episode that was on Bitching and Bollocing with Courtney and Brittany. You may know me from Instagram. Like I said, I am Wes of Disabled Land on Instagram. So you probably have some familiarity with who I am and what I do. But there's a lot you don't know about me because I don't share it there. Because I'm not about sharing the personal disability stories. But here, I figure you probably need what I like to call my cripple credentials. Cripple is our word. If you're able-bodied, don't damn well use it. So let's get in to just who I am. I'm, like I say, a natural-born cripple. I was born with what they call arthrogryposis. It is a congenital, I believe that is the right word. It is a birth issue. You are born with it. Basically, my legs do not leg the way legs should leg, as I'd like to put it. None of my joints joint the way joints should joint, but if you only saw me from the waist up, you wouldn't really know I was disabled. My knees, my hips, they don't really do what knees and hips are supposed to do. They're not bendy in the way. As a matter of fact, people who can cross their legs, those wonderful able-bodied folks that can cross their legs, that looks like witchcraft to me. It very much looks like witchcraft. I don't know how you do it. This yoga stuff is just odd. Yes, I consider crossing your legs yoga. Because I can't do it, never been able to do it, and have accepted that I never will. So I was born with arthrogryposis. You can look up the exact stuff. It's arthrogryposis. You can Google that. Don't just go ask another disabled person that you think has it, because that's a little bit rude. I was born with arthrogryposis, and I grew up both short. I am 4'10" now at my final adult height. I have been 4'10" for that amount of time, and I expect to shrink as I get old. But I grew up like this. And I see a lot of other kids growing up like this, or with disabilities that limit their movements and limit their abilities and, quite frankly, their rights much more than mine were. So that's going to be a lot of what Disabled Land is about. But Disabled Land started out as a snarky little t-shirt company. Disabled Land started out as a poor disabled person just trying to make a little extra money to help survive on assistance. Then Disabled Land went to Instagram and became an actual advocacy thing. Started speaking more, started talking more. I don't know why I am finding talking here so difficult, but here we are. Now Disabled Land has become something else. Disabled Land has become bigger than t-shirts. Disabled Land Disabled land for me is a state of mind, a state of mind that I try to spread. And now that I have jumped into this podcast, and I can't thank Brittany and Courtney enough for setting me up so that I can do this, because they're two of my moms, they listen and they learn, and I'm hoping others will listen and learn. The disabled land philosophy, I call it disabled land because it's like an amusement park. There are multiple different little worlds, multiple different rides. Not every disabled person is the same. Not every disability is the same. But at the core, most of us end up being treated the same by the planet of the ables, on which we all live. So disabled land is like an amusement park of many lands, hopefully, that we will get into. And in that amusement park, there are many different rides. Some of the rides are fun, wee, little wonderful experiences like ride the mechanical three-legged hippos. Some of the experiences are rage-inducing, like the various, you know, rides of ableism that most disabled people are forced to go on. And some of the rides are dark. And at Disabled Land, we're going to get into those too. We're going to try and have fun. I'm going to tell a few jokes. You met Brenda at the opening of the show. Brenda will be back along with a few other people. You may even hear Brenda talk once in a while, if I let her. But Disabled Land is going to be a lot of fun. And there's going to be solo episodes like this. There are going to be guests that I will hopefully be bringing on in the future. We're going to talk. Like I said, it's going to be multiple rides, multiple lands, multiple rides. Sometimes we're going to talk politics. Sometimes we're going to talk ableism. Sometimes we're going to talk the disability experience. Sometimes we're going to talk about sex. Sometimes we're going to talk about movies. Simon Birch, I am coming for you. We're going to talk about many things. Sometimes my guests will be disabled. Sometimes my guests will be abled, either as caregivers or parents. Sometimes this show will have absolutely nothing to do with disability whatsoever. Because you know what? There is no disabled person in the world whose entire life is their disability. There's always more. And we're going to try and talk about that too. So I am hoping that every couple weeks, I don't know what the recording schedule for this is going to be. I'm not entirely sure what episodes are going to drop when, other than that this is going to be the very first episode. I am hoping that, you know, every couple weeks or so, you'll take the monorail into Disabled Land. The tickets are free wherever you get your podcasts. So take the trip. Maybe you'll learn something new. Or I will always be open if you want to criticize. Just drop a 5-star review and we can talk about it. So now that I've discussed what Disabled Land is, how Disabled Land works, and what Disabled Land is hopefully going to be as this goes forward, I also want to say that this Disabled Land podcast, the idea for it, it is now, as I record this, January 21st. On January 1st, this podcast wasn't even an idea. Things have moved very fast, very rapidly. I started doing some work for Courtney and Brittany at Bitching and Bolusing. And it rather rapidly turned into me doing my own podcast. So it may be a little awkward for a while. I'm getting used to this. I'm getting used to the equipment. I'm getting used to the editing. But deep down, I've wanted to do this for a long time. Because growing up disabled, all the adults always told me, oh, Wes, you should go into radio. you should go into radio. I grew up on WKRP in Cincinnati. I grew up wanting to be Dr. Johnny Fever. But there was always a thing of radio has rules. And like all too often in life, the rules are written by the able-bodied. Because this is still disabled land, maybe its own little thing, but it still exists, like everything else, on the planet of the ables. And we will get into that too as the podcasts go on. But yes, as I have yattered on about what disabled land is going to be and who I am, I think it's time to actually get into the show, get into the body of matters, and let's talk about the little boy in the paper. When I was starting this, when I was trying to figure out what I was going to do for the very first episode, I had this great idea. It was going to be Disabled Land, Episode 1, The Phantom. It was going to be Disabled Land Episode 1, The Disabled Menace. It just seemed to make sense. I'm a Star Wars fan. I was a Star Wars fan. But as always happens with me, the best plans get derailed. And I knew I had to talk about this, and I knew I had to talk about this straight up, because it is the most It is the core of what I believe, the core of my work, the work I do. It's time to talk about the boy in the paper. You see, when you were a disability advocate on the social media, and you talk about issues like disabled kids' rights, disabled kids' privacy, disabled people's privacy in general, especially when it comes to oversharing on social media or in the media, people start to send you things like, hey, have you seen this? Did you see this post? Isn't this post gross? Isn't this post disturbing? And this one isn't one of the super dark ones, but I want to get into it because I think it will be a good access point. The boy in the paper was sent to me as I was starting this podcast about a week and a half ago, before my gear had arrived from Amazon. And we're going to change names because I don't want to call anyone out, and I certainly don't want to draw any more attention because, you know, the people on Instagram, they like to call me a big bully, and I'm really not. So we're going to call this account that posted this news article Johnny's Cerebral Palsy Party. Now, that is a fictional account as far as I know, but it tells you everything you need to know about the kind of accounts I deal with. And if you're in the disability community, you know exactly what I'm talking about with these accounts. Johnny's Cerebral Palsy Journey is the story of Johnny, and Johnny is a little boy with cerebral palsy. You know that because it's Johnny's Cerebral Palsy Party. I know I said journey, but it's party. Johnny's Cerebral Palsy Party. And Johnny is getting a very hard surgery soon. We know this because it's been expressed on the Instagram, because the Instagram is all about Johnny. And I make a big deal about it being Johnny's Cerebral Palsy Party because you see these accounts all the time. He's not just a child. He's a diagnosis. He's not just a disabled child even, living his best life. No, he's a diagnosis. And if we don't tell the world right there in his name what he has, are we even advocating for disabled people? So Johnny's Cerebral Palsy Party posted a photo of an article because Johnny was in the news. Johnny got his own article in a newspaper, in print, and we know how rare print is these days. So important. And I know you're thinking, oh, that's so sweet. They did an article about Johnny and his cerebral palsy party. Isn't that wonderful? But here's the thing. The highlight of it, and I am Also changing the article a little bit, full disclosure, because once again, I want to try and hide who Johnny actually is. The headline of the article is, Johnny just wants to walk like his homies, his buddies, his friends. Johnny just wants to walk around and run and play like everyone else. Now, don't get me wrong. That's probably true. When I was his age, I should also say, Johnny has cerebral palsy. He cannot walk independently. He walks with a walker. Full disclosure, I have always been able to walk independently, but not independently well. I walk with a heavy limp on both legs. I fall down a lot. I can't really run. Minus the walker, I can identify with Johnny. I can identify with what Johnny is dealing with. So I am in no way making fun of Johnny. And Johnny has every right to want to be able to be normal, want to be able to be able-bodied, want to be able to run with his friends. And yes, I do use terms like normal, and we will talk about that down the line. Johnny wants to be able to run with his friends. But the article, making that the headline, automatically, they can't help themselves but try and make little smiling Johnny an object of pity. Because, oh, this poor little disabled boy, he just wants to be able to run around with his friends, and he can't. Isn't that sad? And then there's the other side of it. Isn't it so inspiring that he just keeps trying? Look at him in that walker. So we get both, we get two kinds of media porn here. We get inspiration porn in the, oh, he's so brave. And we get pity porn. Isn't it so sad? Because disabled lives can only be two things. They can be pitiful, or they can be inspiring. They can make the able-bodied feel so much better about themselves and so lucky for all the mobility they have. Or, oh, he's so inspiring, he just keeps trying, and it leads to things like, well, what's your excuse? The reason this article existed was because Johnny is about to have a surgery, which is another thing I can identify with. I had multiple surgeries. Johnny is about to have a surgery so that he can hopefully one day walk independently. And it is going to be a very hard surgery. It is going to be a very painful surgery. It is going to be a very long recovery from that surgery. And the family is in the news. Johnny is in the news. Because they have a GoFundMe. Because they need to raise funds for this disabled child to try and become more able-bodied and walk independently, because it is going to be a massive financial drain on this family to do this. Because this is another thing that happens. Disabled people are used as charity. Disabled people are made into objects of charity, objects of pity, objects of inspiration. This is what we are. So rich people and large global companies that don't want to pay taxes and make everything harder by not paying their share, not paying into healthcare systems, not paying into care systems, not paying into social safety nets in any way, force disabled people and families of disabled people to basically beg for charity in order to get the things that they need. This is what is happening to Johnny right now. You have a family having to go start a GoFundMe, and you see it all the time. Hell, GoFundMe is practically the new health insurance. It doesn't have to be like this. No disabled child should have to be in the news to be inspiration porn or pity porn in order to get the things that they need. No family of a disabled child should have to beg for charity. And I'm not coming down on this family for doing this. I don't like it. I don't like the way the article was written. And there was only one way the article was going to be written, because the media only knows one way to write these articles. And I'm not happy about it. And we'll get into another piece of this in a second. But no family should have to do this. There is more than enough money to keep Johnny and his family together throughout his surgery, together throughout his recovery, to get whatever Johnny needs to have the most able-bodied life possible. But no, we make it a charitable thing so that mostly able-bodied people can make themselves feel better by, oh, well, I didn't pay taxes, but I gave money to this little disabled boy who needed a surgery. So once again, inspiration and pity. Disabled people are made into something to be either inspiring or pitied. Objects of charity. If I am repeating myself, I'm sorry, but these things need to be repeated. The other thing. And I wish I could speak to Johnny, because this hit hard. This hit so hard. The quote from the parent, one of the parents, was, "Johnny is going to be the class clown. His sense of humor helps with his disability and his therapy." This hit like a ton of bricks, because I was the funny one. Many, many disabled people are the funny one. And they think, oh, it's so great. They get by on their sense of humor. Isn't it wonderful? He has such a good sense of humor. He always had such a big smile on his face. And he's always telling jokes. Do you know why that is? Do you know why so many disabled people are always trying to be the funny one, especially when they're little kids? It's in hopes that if you're being laughed with, you'll be laughed at less. See, disabled kids, especially disabled kids like me, disabled kids like Johnny, when there is no way to hide their disability in any way, they're constantly being watched. They're constantly being stared at. They're constantly being asked questions of, what happened to you? Or they're being inspired of, or they're being pitied, or they're just being outright mocked. And when you live with that every damn day of your life, you start developing defense systems. And oh, hey, they laugh at me less if they're laughing with me more. So I'll just be the funny guy. I'll be the court jester. And historically, the court jester was often disabled. The one that was there to entertain the king. And that's how they survived. Disabled children often become the funny one just because they're trying to survive. And I reached a point, and this will be on the Bitching and Bollocing Patreon. I reached a point, my grade 8 graduation, when I stopped being the funny one and I stopped trying to just fit in to everyone's life. And I just wish I could take this kid and I could sit down with him and I could tell him that do your best to walk independently if that's what you want. Do your best, go through the surgeries, go through all these things if that's what you want. Don't do it to try and fit in with the able-bodied, because no matter how hard you try, no matter how much progress you make, you will never be one of them, and they will never let you be one of them. No matter how hard you try as a disabled child, because I went through this, no matter how hard you try as a disabled child, they will never stop seeing you as either an inspiration or an object of pity. So when you go through those big surgeries, when you go through all that physio, and I see all you kids, all these kids online just doing everything they can to be walk independently. And every time I say, make sure you're doing it for you. Make sure you're doing it because you want it. Not your parents, not your grandparents, not the kids at school. You don't have to follow the able-bodied. The able-bodied that truly care about you will be the ones to follow you. And that is the hardest lesson. And this kid is unfortunately going to find out who his real friends are the older he gets. And that's hard to deal with. But Johnny's cerebral palsy party is like a lot of these accounts. It is all about disability. Even if it's a family account, you will see it where, yeah, Johnny has brothers and sisters. Johnny has parents and grandparents. And it's a big family account. You see all them too. But Johnny is the star of the show. And why is Johnny the star of the show? Because Johnny is the disabled one. Johnny is the one that everyone wants to see. Johnny is the one that everyone wants to follow. Johnny is the one where the attention needs to be showered upon. Because once again, those two things, inspiration and pity. Now, Johnny's cerebral palsy party is not nearly as big an account as some of the accounts I've seen. Some of the ones where parents have become influencers and use their children in order to, much like the GoFundMe, make money because there's no other way. Or in some grosser cases, use their disabled child to promote their real estate industry or a multi-level marketing scam. All of these accounts exist under the guise of raising awareness of disability. But really what these accounts do is strip away disabled privacy. These children are not being paid. These children are not reality TV stars. These families are not the Kardashians. And yet some of them are followed by tens of thousands of people. These kids, every moves, and sometimes these kids' bowel movements even. Don't photograph your kids on the toilet. Whether they're abled or disabled, just don't do it. These kids end up with zero privacy, and their story is given away for free. And sometimes disabled people, the only thing they have that they can monetize, the only thing that the able-bodied world cares about and will pay for, is their story. So you can't give that shit away for free. You can't. And that may be the very first swear word on the Disabled Land podcast. This podcast is going to do a lot of speaking to these accounts, to these family accounts. Because if you follow me on Instagram, I go after these a lot. Because I find them incredibly, despite the fact I follow a few, and there are a few really good ones out there, most of them are incredibly problematic. And often parents will get defensive if you try to point this out. We as disabled people and disabled kids are not a diagnosis. If your child has autism, you are not an autism mom. You are a mom. Your child has autism. If your child has cerebral palsy, you're not a cerebral palsy mom. You're a mom. Your child has cerebral palsy. You are not raising a rare disease. You are raising a child. And these are going to be the lessons that are going to come up again and again in Disabled Land. Episode to episode. Like I said, we're going to have a lot of fun, but there's going to be a lot of talk. And if this episode is all over the place, I apologize because I am just trying to get my podcasting legs. The able-bodied cannot understand fully what it is to live on their planet. What it is to have to spend every day in a world that was not built for you. We're having anything built for you is considered an extra or a special need. Like I said, we don't use that word here. where you are seen as a financial burden to communities, to taxpayers. It is hard to be here for a disabled person, and the able-bodied can never really understand that unless something happens and they end up being like us. Disabled land is going to teach some hard lessons, and a lot of people are not going to want to listen. Disabled land is going to speak some hard truths, and a lot of people are not going to want to listen. Disabled land is going to be a lot of things. Disabled land will not be boring. Disabled land will be a lot of things. It will mainly be outspoken. Because I have a privilege many disabled people don't. My disability has not affected my voice. My disability has not affected my ability to speak. If you're able-bodied and you're listening to this, I can speak like you. I can be brought into your ears with this podcast with no difficulty whatsoever, other than I just haven't quite found my podcasting rhythm yet. I can speak the way to you, the way you speak to us, if necessary. That is my power as a disabled person who has that privilege to speak. And I use it. I have used it my whole life. I have never backed down from a fight with someone. I have never backed down from an argument. And since a very special day in the eighth grade, I have refused to eat shit from any able-bodied person for any reason. I am a disabled person that talks back. I am a disabled person that will always talk back for as long as I am able to do it. And I will fight for the rights. I will advocate for the rights of any and all disabled people that can't, including disabled children. And I will try to make the world better for kids like Johnny's cerebral palsy party, in hopes that one day his Instagram can just be Johnny. Johnny's party. Or in hopes that he can shut down his whole Instagram altogether, if that's what he wants. In hopes that he can never speak about disability, if he wants. Because what the able-bodied love to do, more than anything else, is they like to make it all about them. And if you're disabled out there, you know what I'm talking about. They will do everything possible to somehow make your disability about them, how it affects them. And they will always remind you that it is their planet and you just live on it. Well, disabled land is a little cut out from the planet of the ables. Disabled land is where we survive and where we thrive. Disabled land is where we'll speak out. And I will not go quietly the way so many disabled people are offered the opportunity. I will speak up with my dying breath. And with all that said, as I am probably rambling in my first podcast nervousness, let's jump ahead to what's coming. Let's talk about some of the things I'm going to be covering. We've talked about the many rides on disabled land, but let's talk about some actual topics that are going to be doing. The very first movie I'm going to be covering is Todd Browning's Freaks. And it is a wonderful disability revenge story. It's going to be coming in season one, and I've got a very special guest coming in for that. We're going to talk about Timmy at some point, the famous South Park character, and why he's not the little weapon that trolls seem to think he is. We're going to talk about growing up disabled, and we're going to talk about having kids in your life that are able-bodied and for you have no reason to think that they could possibly be disabled whatsoever, and the internalized ableism of just being so grateful that they're not, and the weird little internalized ableism fears that come up, because I have both a nephew and a niece. We're going to talk about my work as a background actor in the Toronto filming industry. We're going to talk about life in Toronto. We are going to talk about disability sex. We are going to talk, if possible, about disability violence, but not about disabled folks as the victim. We're going to talk about some disability true crime. I am really hoping, I am looking for those stories, but where we are the criminals. We're going to talk about able pleasing. We're going to talk about medically assisted death. Like I said, we're going to talk about Simon Birch. There is so much that I have coming in this. And if you've stuck with me for probably the last 35 minutes, I thank you. I am going to end this now. We're going to hit the music. And I really, really hope that you will come along for one of the many rides on Disabled Land. Even if you just pop in every few episodes. What's up, Disabled Land? If you are disabled and you can hear this, just stay alive. Just stay alive. Disabled Land out. Oh, wait. One last thing. I almost forgot the most important part of a podcast. The information at the end. You can find Courtney and Brittany on Instagram at @bitching_and_bollising. You can find me on Instagram at @wes_of_disabledland. You can go and shop the Bitching and Bollising merch, and there will be some Disabled Land merch there as well by the time of hearing this, at bitchingandbollising@threadless.com. There will be a Patreon for Bitching and Bollising by the time this is recorded. You'll be able to find the information. If you want to make a donation, become a monthly member, get special episodes. I'm not sure what else we're doing, but we're working on it. And yeah, all that stuff. There's more. If you find those, you'll find the rest of it. Disabled Land, really out this time. Bye.